뭐지 지랄 하고
싫어 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 싫어
Four or five boys crowd on wooden benches and plastic chairs in a tiny ramshackle shop on a busy construction-filled road in downtown Freetown. More push up to the window to watch what is going on inside. The boys are playing video game soccer on a small television. Less than 20 cents gets you 4 minutes of playtime. Shops like these dot every neighborhood. They offer a range of services from haircuts with electric shavers to pay phone calls. And for about 35 cents at almost any of these shops, you can charge your cell phone. Although video games, haircuts, and cell phone charging do not seem related, there's one thing they have in common. They all require electricity. And that is something in short supply in Freetown. Alvin Williams, who owns and operates the video game, telephone, and cell phone charging shop, says it has been more than a week since he has had electricity at home.
From last Saturday to Sunday and at night, it's gone. So up to now.
But the 22-year-old electrical engineering student turned entrepreneur has been able to turn his city's lack of power into an opportunity for himself. He will use the profits from his shop to pay for school.
I don't decide to do that because I'm a student. So I have no facilities to pay my fees, so I can get the money to pay my fees, that's why.
The electricity shops operate with small generators. Williams' Tiger brand generator sits several feet away, the noise buffered by the concrete wall of an unfinished building. It cost him about $100. Williams has been operating his shop for about 2 months. He said opening it was difficult and expensive, and he has not yet fully repaid the money he borrowed. But he said he could not find employment any other way.
I have tried, but some of my friends have job on me. I don't know, but I know that it's a law. It's the will of God. So everything is time.
Unemployment estimates in Sierra Leone top 70% and are even higher among youth. This, combined with poor electricity and severe water shortages, have led many young Sierra Leoneans to say they want the upcoming runoff presidential election to result in a change in government. Albert Thompson, who operates a generator-powered barber and cell phone charging shop around the corner, says this is why he will not vote for Solomon Berowa, the current vice president and candidate for the Sierra Leone People's Party.
We're looking for candidates. Immediate development we need right now.
In the first round, the candidate from the main opposition party, Ernest Karoma, garnered the highest number of votes, about 44%. On September 8th, Karoma will face Berowa in the second round. Political arguing among the players and bystanders in Williams' shop shows that not everyone agrees the ruling party is to blame for the problems in Sierra Leone. A fervent Berowa supporter, Suma Solo, says the electricity problems are not the fault of the president or his party.
The president is not the one that did that. We the Sierra Leoneans have the problem.
In the meantime, entrepreneurs like Williams will continue to fill the gap. Williams says the name of his shop, Bobo Pen Center, reflects the hardships of living in Freetown that require such shops to exist.
It's exactly how Bobo Pen life goes. The hard life. So we are really hard life. So we are really struggling. So that's why we keep this place. That's the Bobo Pen Center. That's why.
He says Bobo Pen is a slang phrase that means life is hard. And he says in Freetown, we are all Bobo Pen. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Freetown.